Praise be Jesus and Mary. God has endowed human nature with the gift of free will. And this is a great gift, but also a dangerous gift. It's a great gift because we can freely choose to love God, to conform our wills to His will, and by doing so, we give great glory to God, and we also prepare for our own happiness in eternity, our own beatitude. But it is also a dangerous gift because it's a gift that can be misused and abused by freely choosing to not conform our wills to God's will. And that's exactly what we see going on in today's first reading. Right? The people of God are asking Samuel to appoint a king over us, as other nations have, to judge us. And Samuel was displeased at this. He prayed to the Lord, and the Lord responded, "Grant the people's every request. It is not you they reject, they are rejecting me as their king." So we see how God respects our free will. He'll allow us to abuse this gift of free will and to choose to not conform our wills to His will. Notwithstanding the warnings that Samuel gave to the people, they still stuck to their guns and wanted a king appointed. When Samuel had listened to all the people had to say, he repeated it to the Lord, who then said to him, "Grant their request and appoint a king to rule them." So this is a dangerous gift of free will. Now, thankfully, God in His great mercy, right, that the responsorial psalm says, "Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord." The Lord in His goodness has sent us a Savior and Redeemer to forgive sins, right? That is, when we choose to not conform our wills to God's, that's a sin. And so we have the solution to sin, namely, the Redeemer, the Son of Man, who has authority to forgive sins on earth. So we thank God for His great mercy, for having sent us the Redeemer, but let's also remember what our Lord said after having forgiven sins, right? He says, "Go and sin no more, lest something worse happen to you." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.